hidden treasures of the 119th Psalm. Thank you so much for joining me today as we get to dig around in verse 40. How fun. The last verse in the hay section, which, you know, this whole section of hay is this idea of expression and a just unbelievable concept that God has expressed himself through his word, and it's something that we can study. And so I so appreciate all of you who see the value in that, as I do, and have decided to join me today. I'm honored, really, and I'm so excited. I can't be more so, because this is the eighth verse. Well, it's the 40th verse in the psalm, but it's the eighth verse in the hay section. And so it's kind of like we've talked about, it's the fruit of all these other seven anointings of, you know, the Holy Spirit on this letter, this idea of expression. And then I'm going to read it to you and then give you the Robbie version of it. It's just a beautiful verse. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. And so really, if I could express this as I see it in the Hebrew, it's like, look, Daddy, no hands. Because it's really, really cool that the word that he uses for longed after thy, first he says, behold, which is just an amazing word in Hebrew, because it's got this, it starts with the letter vav, right? And the whole section is, and actually the word behold has two vavs in it normally, but the way he did it, he put a nun in it, which is sort of like this seed, like, Lord, man, you got to watch this. And so it's like saying, Dad, watch me. And it says, I have longed. And that word longed, you only find in the scriptures in Psalms, and mostly in the 119th Psalm. We've used it a couple other times. But this longing is like longing for what's coming at the end. Because it starts with the Tav, which is the letter that essentially means that. And so the really cool expression here is kind of like, you remember as a kid, Christmas morning, you started thinking about it like maybe the 15th of October, and you longed for that. Well, you know, this is what King David is saying, that he has longed after these pekudim, which is the word that's been translated precepts. Well, if you look at this word in Hebrew, it's really, really significant when you think about it from the standpoint of the letter hey, because pekudim is literally God's mouth, okay? I mean, the beginning letter of it, which is the pay, is it's God's mouth. And so he is longing to hear from God like we long for Christmas morning, right? So he's saying, behold, Dad, I'm longing to hear your word. I'm longing for those times that heaven is opened up and I could get to see your face in your word. And that's specifically, you know, kind of what I'm doing. And as a result of all these other prayers that he's prayed, you know, the seven other anointings of this idea of the expression of God. And so he's saying, behold, I've longed after their precepts. And then comes his prayer, which is absolutely spectacular, because I really believe that what he is doing in all these, as I've studied it and studied it more, I think I see that what he's doing is he's calling out the next letter with the letter that, in other words, the hay brings on the vav. And so this is the transition from the hay. So he's now going to give us something. And vav is a transition letter if ever there was one, because it means, and there's more. And so we're really going to get a whole bunch of that coming up in the next eight verses. So we got to get ready for that. But when he says, quicken me, that word quicken starts again with a hay, and it has to do with life. Right? And he's saying, bring me life in thy righteousness. Well, I think we know that's Jesus, okay? He's going to come in righteousness. But he comes down from heaven. And this is the idea of the vav in so many different ways, right? That righteousness came down from heaven like Jacob's ladder, right? And away you go. And this is what this looks like. So, one of my absolute favorite pekudim stories I could ever tell you is the one night, and here I was, didn't know it, but what I know now is that I was longing to hear from God, and he showed up in a marvelous way, and it ended up quickening me in righteousness. It's just an absolutely beautiful story. So one night, I was praying, right? And I'm praying what I would call the five slamma jamma cat's pajama prayer, where I'm really just trying to listen to God, you know, help me out. But I've got things on my heart in this particular prayer. I'm concerned about the dealership at this point in my life. This is the year 2006. And I've got all sorts of issues that I think are a big deal. It's so funny to look back on them now. Unfortunately, I have this whole prayer in my journal, so I can remember it well. And so here I was praying and, you know, wanting God, and I was longing, right? It's like Christmas morning. God, I need a word here. And he shows up and he says to me just this simply, Robbie, what do you want? And of course, I was so, this particular time that he showed up in, I don't know how you put it, but he just scared me. It was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm on my face. It's really here. And he really wants to know what I want. And all I could think glibly in the very second that he said it, because it just startled me so much, that I was actually terrified, that I said, oh, I just want to serve you, Lord. And when I said that, he quickened me in righteousness. I'll never, ever forget it. Because you may have heard that, you know, right before a lot of people say their near-death moment, that they saw their life flash behind in front of their eyes. Well, that's what I saw. Because I said, you know, I just want to serve you, Lord. And he said, do you? And he didn't say it in condemnation. But I could tell that it was like, really, you want to take a look at this? And so he opened up my file, and before my eyes flashed in a millisecond so many things that I could see. It was unbelievable. It was a millisecond of the time I was supposed to call my friend Ray, and the time that I was supposed to take Stu to lunch, or that time I was supposed to, you know, these things he'd put on my heart, like he'd actually put on my heart to do something for my daughter this morning. So there are all these things that he's called me to do. Well, actually, Pecudum, where he's expressed himself to me, here that I did not do. But what was cool about it, that every single thing that I saw with my eyes, I said, well, this is not hard stuff. It's not like going to Africa or learning how to, you know, preach something or whatever. This was all stuff that was easy for me, and it was all loving your neighbor stuff. I mean, it was all just showing people that you care and loving on them in one way, one form or another, things that he had put on my heart to do. And I was so amazed by it that I just got up from bed, because this is like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I start writing all these things down, because, I mean, here was what was right. He was quickening me in what I should have been doing. And so he shows me all these things that have to do with just loving on other people that I had really, he'd put on my heart, and I knew he had. And it was just so beautiful. And then I went back to bed, and I was laying there actually repenting, like, oh, God, I am so sorry. This stuff, I can do this stuff. I'm going to do this stuff. And I was actually excited about doing this stuff. The reason I was writing it down is because I didn't want to forget any of it, because it's just absolutely beautiful stuff. Well, interestingly, when I got done repenting, then all of a sudden, from kind of out of nowhere, I started to see this golden glow, this light that was just like unbelievable. And I realized in my heart somehow that I was going to see his face, right? I was going to actually get to see the person who said Zabakudim. And I was just, my mind was like, just talk about a longing, talking about something that you wanted to see. I didn't even know that was in me, but I was just like, I'm going to see his face. I'm going to see God. I'm going to see God. And I was just like, my heart was screaming. I was so excited to see this thing. And I actually woke my wife up and shook her. And said, look, Jesus is in the room. And look at this light. It's unbelievable. Which, you know, that kind of killed the moment, actually. And I didn't get to see his face, but I got to see what I would call the before glow, you know, just this glory that actually I've had in my eyes ever since. And I see it as sort of a testimony of myself of what happened that night, because I never, ever want to forget it, because that in itself is one of my testimonies. Well, as I laid back down and I started to consider what it is that I'd just been through, all of a sudden it came to me. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit just pointed it out. Robbie, do you know what you really want? You want to see his face. You want to serve him, and you want that, but what you don't know how bad your heart longs to see his face. I really had no concept until that night how bad my heart longed to see his face. Well, when you look at the word pikudim, and it starts with this mouth or the face of God, when you at the beginning of the word, and then this letter that we talked about before, which is the hoof, which is holiness. Well, this holy face is going to just light up your world. I'm just telling you. And so, oh yeah, look, Dad, look, I long to see your face. Wow, what a verse! As we end the hay section, so excited to start Vav. Next time. So thank you so much. I'm just honored that you study in the Word of God with me.